In this episode, you'll be introduced to the intersection between bamboo utilization and mangrove conservation effort.
Bamboo Insights, valuable knowledge from amazing experts.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm your new host, Ayaka. I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to learn alongside our listeners the world of bamboo. For today's talk, we'll learn the ways in which bamboo and mangroves interact from the case in Tanzania. Now, I am thrilled to introduce Ola Is Rafael from Tanzania, an executive director at Mikoko Development Foundation, to you. In this conversation with Ola Is, we'll explore the diverse application of bamboo in mangrove conservation efforts, the role of local communities in utilizing bamboo for mangrove conservation, the hurdles and complexities of integrating bamboo into mangrove conservation practices. And now, enjoy the show.
Very welcome, dear Ola Is. I'm very happy to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Ayaka.
Sure. So, Ola Is, as an opening question, I'd like to ask you your biggest vision in terms of bamboo. Could you please tell me about it in a very short sentence?
Our big vision is to create green habitable environment. So when it comes to bamboo, it's really compatible to our vision. So we thought that okay, we have mangroves and bamboo. So mangroves within marine ecosystem and bamboo within terrestrial ecosystem towards conserving water sources in Tanzania.
Okay, thank you so much. So now, Ola Is, could you please share a bit about your background and expertise in the field of bamboo and mangrove conservation?
I pursued a bachelor degree in natural resource assessment and management. So basically, I've been conducting some of the research in marine conservation regarding to mangrove, and also see the what are the risks if we lost the water sources in Tanzania, how people will suffer, and also what are the methodology that can be used to conserve ecology in Tanzania specifically. So with later on, we came to realize that okay, when we combine these two species like bamboo and mangroves, it can help a lot to conserve ecology. But also regarding to bamboo, I learned a lot that it conserves water, and also it can create. I've been able to learn all of that, and also making sure that we have some few things, few projects in place, and all that. So my background is natural resource, so it comes to land, water, forestry. So that is my background and relation to bamboo and mangroves.
Thank you so much. It's such an interesting perspective to connect the bamboo and mangroves, and I would like to know more about it. And then I really want to know more about it. So are there any specific projects or example where bamboo has been successfully utilized in mangrove conservation efforts? It sounds very interesting. So if you could share with me more about it, then that would be wonderful.
Yes. During my research, because let's remember that our organization, Mikoko Development Foundation, basically came derived from mangrove conservation project in Tanzania. So mikoko is a Swahili word. In English, we say mangroves. So let's remember that we've been more serious to conserve mangroves across Tanzania currently, compared to last few years. So basically, we've been able to see some of the research comes up and said, okay, the population increased, but the water resource still is a very big challenge to most of the communities. So we say, okay, we have been starting to ask ourselves the big questions and go some few research and see. There are some of the projects that have been introduced on the wetland areas, and those areas now have been dried. So we came up and say, okay, we can't plant like eucalyptus, cypress, and there's other type of trees. We need type of trees that can preserve the naturality of the ecosystem pattern within the ecological morphology of the area. So we said, okay, now what are the trees that can help us to make this happen? We come to realize bamboo is the best to conserve water. And later on, we came to say, okay, to realize what if we can introduce now bamboo in Dodoma, because Dodoma is a dry area. It's like it's a big challenge to compared to other region of Tanzania. We said, okay, let us start with Dodoma. Then the big result of changing dry land to wetland, it will help us to create something that is more valuable. So this is bit different compared to other mangrove and bamboo project like India and other countries. So this one is solving bigger local communities problems, and at the same time we came to realize, because we have some carbon financing project that we are pushing. So we said, okay, the same idea can help solve water problem within local communities, and also give the answer to global climate change issues. So we said we have two solutions coming here that all are, we say, is what we say is a nature-based solution. Yes, it's a nature-based solution. So come to climate change and water resources. So basically, when it comes to mangrove and bamboo project in Tanzania, we have record of mangrove conservation project since 2018. But when it comes to bamboo, now we are introducing bamboo as water conservation activity within our local community. So
I'm so inspired that, and then also admire that you start from that very challenging site, as you say, and that very dry area. And that's such a challenging mind. And I'm super admire your passions and everything. Before going to, you also introduced about the local community, but before going to that, I wanted to know a little bit more about the challenges that you have. So, what challenges do you face when you're integrating bamboos into mangroves conservations? And then, how can these challenges be addressed?
Basically, it's a bit big question, because we have two issues here. We're discussing about mangroves and bamboo. So when it comes to mangroves, we have now like 10 years working in mangrove conservation. So basically, we have what we call local participatory structure within our organization. So our decision making is bottom up. So the community have to decide and everything. So that is not a big challenge, because now community, they said, okay, we need these solutions, you know, to help us, and we are part of this. But sometimes you come to realize that even your team inside, sometimes you don't have capacity to maintain the team to go to the field, and you know, like transport, and you know, you have to, when people are in the field, they're working very hard, they need to eat. So those are the small challenges. You can solve a small challenge, but the thing remains that there's volunteers or staff, they need to grow, they need to feed their family. So it seems like this becomes now, okay, the institutional wise is too strong, but individual, when it comes to individual level within the organization, it seems that it's too challenging to maintain them. So, okay, we came up and realized that we need to share these ideas with different partners. That, okay, we have some few challenges to financing this project. So we said, okay, can we invite people to come and plant mangroves or bamboos with us? Is that a big deal to them? Because we have these big companies, or we have individuals who like business people, or there's we can say flight companies, so they need to reduce carbon emission through nature-based solutions. So we said, okay, why can't we invite them to come and invest with us regarding to mangrove plantation and bamboo plantation? So, you know, bamboo sometimes takes time to manage them, and it's too challenging if, you know, or you have to research, you have to record. So another challenge that have been more to us is how now to track the changes or the success of the project. We say we have been finding the GIS companies. So we came to realize, okay, we have some few partners who, you know, does not cost much to pay them, or we can exchange. You know, we are planting trees, so they can buy some of the trees, and they give the service to us. So we have that that on discussion right now, is in discussion, is at the board level. They have to decide to enter the contract or to sign the agreement with that company. So it's a non-profit company. So we are looking to collaborate with them in the near future. So this is a very good time to say, okay, now we can invite people to come and invest with us, because they will be able to see the impact that they made within the area. They will be able to see the number of trees that they planted and survival rate and everything. So this we are trying to solve every challenge that is coming to us.
Yeah, like, and it's really amazing to hear, like, and how you connect the bamboos and mangroves and together, and also you're not only just connecting natural resources, like you're trying to, I mean, you are already doing that, like, connecting at different levels of the peoples and different sectors, and then involving all everyone together. I think it's like really sounds beautiful and wonderful, and that's actually really amazing. So I want to know, looking ahead, what potential or developments or innovation do you see in this relationship between a bamboo and a mangrove ecosystem? Like, you already shared a lot about it, and then, but if there's anything that you wanted to add towards the end of this podcast.
Decrease of mangroves in Tanzania have been so high. So we have two things to think about mangrove before we go to bamboo, because most of the coastal communities, they don't have the resources. So what they depend from coastal or marine ecosystem. So if that month there is scarcity of fish, others they cut off mangroves to make charcoal and also to sell to different towns. So the research showing that 50% of we have like you know, 1,000 of tons that they're selling you know, the you know, 1,000 of tons that on the year. So this annual estimation showing that 50% of this 1,000 tons have been consumed by Dar es Salaam citizens. So what the issue here is, firstly, is to reduce the usage of charcoal. That's the priority. And also we have to introduce other methodology, like, okay, we just need to have a pressure cooker, for example. It's used a little, you know, a little, you know, does not consume much electricity, so it's cheaper to local communities. And also there's pressure cookers or whatever, the rice cooker, it needs to be sold within a minimal cost, or to be maintained within a system that can help every community members. And also we can introduce improved cook stove to make sure that the cook stove, we can't say, okay, just stop using charcoal. We said, okay, can you please reduce to use the charcoal? They said, okay, it's fine. So can we get that technology to use small charcoal, you know, the cook stove that does not consume much charcoal per day? They say, okay, we have this ability, and we have some people who are able to do that. But what we need to is to give them seed fund in order to increase the production of this cook stove. So we said, okay, now what we need to do is to make sure that, firstly, we reduce the usage of charcoal, at least in Dar es Salaam. And also what we need to focus here, we just need to focus to introduce other income generating activities within mangrove communities. And also we also need to introduce now the new ecology solution based to these dry areas or water sources areas. So, okay, we need to come up with bamboo now. And this bamboo, it needs to, we need to learn more from Asian countries, because, okay, we need to learn how to make other products from bamboo, like a music instrument, so it can enter the market, the local market of Tanzania, or the East African market. So we see the big opportunities to local communities. So there will be no reason for them to go and destroy the ecology or conserve the ecology that helped to conserve the water sources. So the water sources will keep flowing all over the year. So there will be no any other reason to see that, okay, we need to cut trees or to do what. So they'll shift from charcoal to other local instrument. And another thing we need to think here now is to introduce sustainable energy consumption or energy sources, like solar system or solar panel, whatever. It's a very big challenge that we need to think wide and sustainably for the future. And the other thing we need to also to think regarding to bamboo is that we are going to plant 1,000 of bamboo. So what the room we have here is for those carbon financing activities, or carbon financing companies. They have an ability to come to invest with us. with the local communities we have with them. So it's a very big idea that we have this time. So we need to realize this idea into reality, and we need partners to come in. So everyone with education, financial or technical, they're invited to collaborate with us. And if there is other technology that we can incorporate within the project, that is a very good idea. Also, we are thinking also to introduce Work for Bamboo this year. So we are thinking to invite many people across the country, across the world, across the globe to come and work with us. And also we'll be having Work for Bamboo, and also at the same time we'll be having a one-day trip to either Ngorongoro or Serengeti or Zanzibar, so we can see a lot of other resources, existing resources here, and also we can visit the project area. They can see now what are the changes now we are going to make, and also at the coming 10 years they will see now the environment have been changed, the bamboo forest is there, the local communities are enjoying, and we'll be seeing a lot of changes that will be happening out there.
Wow. Listening only like makes me actually excited, like of what you do, and then for the future of your work, and then it's a lot of excitement. And then so now it's time for the end of towards the end of our podcast. I'd like to hear your closing messages for the listeners.
Ecological diplomacy, you know, we have ecology diplomacy. We need to talk with nature. We need to act on behalf of nature. Sometimes nature needs us, our actions. So when we say green habitable Tanzania, also we need to think about peaceful coexistence. Sometimes we don't have to destroy natural environment, because there are other more living organisms depending on their natural habitat. So it's a very bit, it's not complicated that much, but it's a very good idea to see that we have an ability, we have an opportunity to combat climate change, at the same time helping other local communities, at the same time we are living in a peaceful coexistence, and you're smiling, and also other animals like penguin, like lion, like cheetah, or like snake, they're smiling. Everyone is smiling. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's been very wonderful to hear your story, like your organization stories.
I'm certain you understand much better now complexities involved in integrating bamboo into mangrove conservation efforts. The interdisciplinary nature of expertise in this field, spanning ecology, community engagement, policy, and sustainable development. How visions for bamboo can drive innovation and sustainability for the area. If you're vibing with what Ola is shared, here's what you can do next. Learn more about Mikoko Development Foundation from their website. Connect to Olais on LinkedIn. Discuss the various aspects of this episode with other listeners in our Facebook group. I'm really looking forward to connecting with you again. Last but not least, make sure to join the next Empowerment Bamboo Workshop on February the 3rd. And of course, tune in next Monday. See you!
Bamboo Insights, valuable knowledge from amazing experts.